Day 4. The desert winds howled as we set out from the bustling markets of Balazar, embarking on a journey that would take us to the distant northern city of Stargrave. Minister Fallon's words lingered in the air, heavy with the weight of the news he had delivered. Similar attack in Stargrave as the one we encountered in Nymora. The tension among the group is palpable. A quiet storm beneath the surface. Alara, steadfast as ever, leads our group with a determined grace. Her resolve mirrors the glint in her steel-blue eyes. Torbera moves with a quick and agile gait, her ears twitching as if sensing the unseen currents that surround us. Peak is a silent observer, eyes gleaming with a mix of curiosity and wariness. The road to Yokoshi and the gathering storm region unfolds before us. The landscape shifts from the familiar golden sands of Balazar to the sprawling windswept grasslands. The tall grasses, painted in hues of fire, ripple like waves beneath the touch of the ever-present wind. As we travel, the landscape seems to echo the turmoil within our group. Yokoshi, a coastal town nestled between the rolling hills and the vast ocean, awaits at the end of our current path. Minister Fallon's cryptic information about Stargrave casts shadows over our conversations. The air is thick with unspoken questions, fears, and uncertainties. I find myself glancing at Alara, our de facto leader, searching for any cracks in her composure. Her jaw is set, and her gaze is fixed on the horizon. Torbera's whiskers twitch as if she can sense the tension in the air. Peak's tail flicks nervously, mirroring the unease within all of us. It feels like home. I thought I had escaped this. As we make camp under the stars, the flickering flames with the whispers of the desert wind. Conversations are hushed, words carefully chosen. The attack in Nymora still haunts us, and now the specter of what awaits us in Stargrave looms on the horizon. Sleep won't come easy tonight. The journey continues, and with each step, the unspoken weight of our mission presses upon us. Stargrave awaits, its mysteries and dangers hidden beneath the veneer of a distant northern horizon. M. Day 7. Tensions have been building steadily, like the distant rumble of an impending storm. As we journeyed south of the barrier range, the atmosphere among us became charged, crackling with the unsaid. Alara and Torbera, the pillars of our group, are no strangers to friction, but the unease has reached a crescendo. A dispute arose today, sparked by a difference in tactics. Torbera, ever vigilant, suggested a route through the rocky terrain to avoid potential ambushes. A wise decision, given our uncertain path. Alara, however, dismissed the idea, favoring a more direct course through the open grasslands. The words exchanged were edged, laden with the weight of our mission. Peak and I exchanged uneasy glances, and our roles as observers in this fray suddenly amplified. Alara's steely resolve clashed against Torbera's cautious wisdom. The windswept grasslands bore witness to their verbal duel, each word a gust that threatened to uproot the delicate balance of our group. By dusk, the rift between them had deepened. Cold silence settled over our camp, as we pitched our tents beneath the vast expanse of the evening sky. Alara's glare settled on the distant horizon, jaw clenched with an unyielding determination. Torbera retreated into a meditative stance, whiskers twitching with restrained frustration. Our campfire, usually a place of warmth and camaraderie, cast long shadows that mirrored the growing divide. I sat between them, an uncomfortable buffer in this unspoken war, the delicate dance of diplomacy and camaraderie we had carefully maintained since Balazar was unraveling, and the rift threatened the unity that defined our mission. As we lay beneath the star-strewn canvas of the night, questions lingered. Could the bond that held our group together withstand the tempest brewing within its core? Was I foolish for believing I could find a family that wouldn't tear itself apart? Day 8. Morning sun rose upon a camp steeped in silence. The rift between Alara and Torbera has not lessened. If anything, it has deepened like a chasm swallowing the warmth of our companionship. We continued our journey towards Yokoshi, the coastal town now visible on the distant horizon. The rhythmic thud of our footsteps seemed to echo the unspoken tension within our group. Alara walked ahead, shoulders squared, gaze fixed on the path ahead. Torbera followed, a silent sentinel, keeping a wary distance. Attempts to defuse the situation were met with stony silence or curt replies. Peak, the more recently talkative one, seemed to have withdrawn into a state of introspection. Vibrant energy that defined our journey had dulled, replaced by a heavy pall of discomfort. As we traveled the grassy plains, the landscape mirrored the dichotomy within our group. A storm brewed in the distance, dark clouds forming stark contrast against the azure sky. A bad omen, if I had ever seen one. I held my metaphorical breath. The day passed in strained silence. Camp was set with mechanical efficiency. Words were scarce, and shared glances spoke volumes. Our journey, once defined by camaraderie, had become a solitary trek through a landscape tainted by unresolved conflicts. Night has descended, and the campfire casts flickering shadows on our faces. Torbera sits alone, her eyes fixed upon the flames. Alara, a silhouette against the backdrop of darkened grasslands, stares into the distance. The unspoken words linger in the air, heavier than the looming storm clouds. With Yokoshi in reach, the prospect of facing the coastal town with fractured unity hangs over us. As we lay beneath the canvas of the stars, the words of Minister Fallon echo in my mind. In unity, you will find strength. Yet the threads that bind us seem perilously close to unraveling. The night holds its breath, awaiting the resolution or continuation of the silent strife that threatens to define our journey. Day 11. Yokoshi. Coastal town turned eerie tableau. The once vibrant streets now echo with a haunting silence. We arrived with weary hearts, seeking respite from the tensions that threatened to tear our group asunder. Instead, we stumbled upon a scene frozen in agony. The townsfolk, once bustling with life, are now statures of despair. Their skin, now bark-like, tells a tale of torment etched into their frozen expressions. Torbera, with her keen senses, identified the affliction. Elder Twine, a name whispered in ancient tales, believed to have faded into the annals of history. The gravity of our discovery shook the weight of our internal conflicts. The eldritch disease, thought to have been eradicated ages ago, had resurrected in Yokoshi, ensnaring its unsuspecting inhabitants. Torbera's eyes held a mix of sorrow and determination as she spoke the name. A disease, long lost to time, now gripped Yokoshi with an icy hand. Our initial shock turned to a collective sense of urgency. The air in the town seemed to carry the weight of centuries-old suffering. Alara's gaze, usually resolute, softened with a compassion that transcended our own conflicts. The town, once a backdrop to our strained interactions, now beckoned us to a shared purpose. Torbera proposed the unthinkable, to burn Yokoshi, a drastic measure to prevent the spread of Elder Twine, and to end the silent agony that gripped the townspeople. The weight of the decision hung in the air, each member of our group grappling with the moral quandary before us. Our campfire tonight flickers shadows upon our faces, mirroring the uncertainty that now defines the journey. Torbera studies the Elder Twine-infested town with a furrowed brow. Alara gazes into the flames with contemplative eyes, and Peek's usual playfulness is replaced by a somber demeanor. As we stand on the precipice of a fateful decision, I close this entry with the weight of uncertainty pressing upon us. Firelight dances, casting shadows that whisper of choices that await us in Yokoshi's frozen embrace. Either way is an awful way to die. M.